are going to continue with the shiurim on the big day kahuna. Today's topic is the avnet, which is the gartel of the kohen gadol. Regarding the avnet of the kohen gadol, we find two very interesting things. One is that the Rambam writes that the avnet could be made out of kilayim. That from all the big day kahuna, it's only the avnet, the gartel, which can be made out of kilayim. The Ravid argues, and he says, all big day kahuna could be made out of kilayim. But today we are going to talk, aliba the shita of the Rambam, A, why dafke the avnet from all the other begodim, and B, why would Eivishter make such a thing that it should have kilayim in it? Even if we're going to find a heter, in other words, why the avnet should be different than all other begodim of the kohen gadol, even so, even with the heter, it's still not understood as why the Eivishter would want a certain beget to have kilayim. Elokud esiches chelik lamed vav parshas tetzaveh. There's a very long sicha about the avnet, and today we are going to give over a kitzer from this sicha. The first thing is the difference between the avnet and all other begodim. All other begodim were begodim that the kohen gadol needed as the kohen gadol. The avnet is needed to serve the Eibishter. We know that chassidim have a minig, and Amir Tashem, there will be another full shiur on the concept of a gartel. It's brought down in Gemara, in Shabbos, Daf Yud, and in Tosfos over there, and it's brought down the Mishnah Brura and all the Poskim, the Chiyuv, to wear a gartel. Because it says in the Pasuk, Hechoy, you have to prepare yourself when you go to the Eibishter, the same way you have to wear Begodim Noim, you have to wear special clothes, nice clothes, when you go to the Eibishter, the same is true, you have to have a Beged HaMiyuchad LeTfilah. Like the lashon is oize yisrael bigvura, that you should be mazi yourself. You should have a gartel by which to go to serve the Eivishter. Now in the poskim, it is brought down different hetedim as to why not to wear a gartel, why a gartel should be different, why would there be a ptur for a gartel. But now is not the time to discuss the pratim of the heter and why we dafka do wear a gartel. But one thing is for sure, that the first person where we see the inyan of a gartel was by the kehanim. The avnet was not like the choshen. The avnet was not like any other beged. The avnet was clearly a gartel. The avnet was the achana for avodas Hashem. The avnet was different than all other parts and all other begodim of the kohen gadol, because it was exclusively preparing the kohen gadol l'avodas Hashem. It's still a question, though, why would the Eibishter want that dafke in the avnet there should be kilayim, there should be shatnez? It's a very weird thing. There's an iser to have shatnez. A, why would the Eibishter make a heter? And B, why would he want it dafke in the avnet? And the nekuda of the explanation is as follows. There's a famous Rabbeinu Bechaya where he explains two reasons why there's an Isser of Shatnez. One is because we don't want to mix Klipa and Kedusha, one thing. And a second thing is even Kedusha we don't want to mix. In other words, if this one has his job and this one has his job, they shouldn't mix. The problem is when everyone mixes into someone else's tchum. But everyone should be separate, even in Kedusha. There's a piskum of the Rebbe Rashab that the Rosh Hashivis and the Mashpiyim should not get along with each other. Because the Mashpiyim should be pushing the Talmidim to daven b'avoida, and the Rosh Hashivis and Mashkichim should be screaming at the Bachim to be on time for Seder Nigla. So there has to be a pirud, a very healthy pirud between one and the other. And it's not fakert. That enables a country to run when everyone is doing their job properly. Now, there is one exception. And that exception is when you're in front of the melech. When you're in front of the melech, there has to be nikir, the inyan of achtus. When everyone's doing their own avodah, so this one's in his tchum, this one's in his tchum. When you're in front of the melech, everyone has to be equal, everyone has to be together, everyone has to be united, that we're here all to serve the melech. Sa'ay mechol, sa'ay eish, and gavriel, sa'ay amayim. Everyone. Even this one who's in charge of this, and this one who's in charge of that. In front of the boss, they're all equal. Not only are they all equal, they all come together, and there it's a very healthy mix. Because they're all thinking of the same goal, they all want to be united in the same front. So therefore, when it comes to the Avnate, which is the Gartel, which is before the Eibishter, so therefore, Davke there, we do have Kilayim. We mix everything up to show that when we stand by the Kodesh HaKadoshim, we stand in the Beis HaMikdash, there's no Hagbolas, there's no Mitzias of a... One makes the period when you're a Mitzias, even a Mitzias of Kedusha. But when you're a Kohen Gadol, and you're going into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and when you're serving the Eibishter, the Lamid L'Shoreis L'Vnei Hashem, at that point, there is no room for Mitzias. And therefore, Davke over there, there's what they call Kilayim D'Kedusha. It's a very healthy Kilayim. It's a very healthy Ischabrus. And not only is it not Usur, Adirabba, the Eibishter wants that it should be there, B'miluon. That is the Nekudah of the Avnei. I just want to be Maisif one thing, the Hemshech to yesterday's Inyan of the Eifoid. There's another point I didn't mention yesterday, that it says that the Bnei HaNeviim, well, they also wore an Eifoid Bad. And the Rebbe has a question that it says, Lots of Love, we were all going to be Neviim, if then we are all going to have to wear an Eifoid. Is the reason why they wore an Eifoid to show that you're a Navi, but now that we're all Neviim, we don't have to show, so you don't have to put on an Eifoid. Or then, even the Chosh of a Neviim, will they have to wear an Eifoid or not? That's another question, but they gave the Eifoid. But today's Inyan is the Avnate. The Avnet, according to the Rambam, was the only beggar that had shatnez, and it wasn't a negative thing. Adrabba, the whole specialty of the Avnet expressed itself in the fact that it was made out of shatnez.